Black Orchids by Rex Stout. Copyright 1942 by Rex Stout. This recording of the full-length reading of Black Orchids was published by arrangement with the estate of Rex Stout and was produced in 1994 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Michael Pritchard. Preface. I don't know how many guesses there have been in the past year, around bars and dinner tables, as to how Nero Wolfe got hold of the Black Orchids. I have seen three different ones in print. One in a Sunday newspaper magazine section last summer, one in a syndicated New York gossip column a couple of months ago, and one in a press association dispatch, at the time that a bunch of the orchids unexpectedly appeared at a certain funeral service at the Belford Memorial Chapel. So here in this book are two separate Nero Wolfe cases, two different sets of people. The first is the lowdown on how Wolfe got the orchids. The second tells how he solved another murder, but it leaves a mystery, and that's what's biting me. If anyone who knows Wolfe better than I do... But wait till you read it. Archie Goodwin. Chapter 1. Monday at the flower show, Tuesday at the flower show, Wednesday at the flower show. Me, Archie Goodwin. How's that? I do not deny that flowers are pretty, but a million flowers are not a million times...